Now we're ready to start.
With us in the studio, we have Andy Gotts, a celebrity photographer best known for his collection of 300 black and white portraits of celebrities and figures in the public eye. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon.
When you photograph individual subjects, how much time do you spend researching and getting to know them first?
I always research before I go to a shoot, as most of my subjects are famous and their faces are known extremely well. The last thing I want to do is to mimic any existing shot of them. For example, before I shot Morgan Freeman, I spent a few days looking at how he has been captured by the camera before. In most of the shots, he looked very classical, so I wanted to stay away from that in my shot.
Do you talk to your subjects about the expressions they will be making? Or do you capture the spontaneous expressions from your conversation with them?
I rarely direct the subject, I just let it flow. If I'm looking for something quirky, I just engage in a conversation with the talent and direct the chat to a light-hearted or silly subject and snap away during the chat.
You often shoot celebrities in hotel rooms. Do you mostly work with natural light?
I normally use the talent's own home or a hotel room. I hate using a studio, so I make my shots look like a studio shot, but in a friendlier environment.
Whose photo shoot was the most memorable?
Paul Newman. I shot Paul in his Fifth Avenue apartment in New York. I had noticed that he always looks very serious in shorts, and I had heard he does not like to be photographed. But I was so pleasantly surprised when the shoot started, as he was the complete opposite. In fact, it was hard to get a straight shot of him, as he was constantly wandering around. He was hilarious, but I still managed to capture my iconic shot. I was delighted. Paul was a very generous and genuinely lovely man, and he is greatly missed.
Do you make any requests of your subjects in terms of preparation for a photo shoot?
I tell them not to wear fussy or loud clothes. I tell them it will only be me and them in the shots, so people will have to wait in a different room or outside. I tell them I need 10 minutes in front of the camera, but will need a little time to chat before the shoot.
Are there any photographers or artists who have inspired your work?
I don't look at photographers for inspiration. I look at artists or film directors. I look at old movies by Hitchcock, Fritz Lang, David Lean, or painters like Caravaggio or Rembrandt.
Could you talk a little about your upcoming project?
It is a project I'm shooting for British Academy of Film and Television Arts. I'm photographing every actor who has won the prize of the Academy. It is a very challenging project, as the actors are scattered all over the world. Some are retired and some are very old and not in the best health. But I am 3/4 of the way finished now, and it should be completed by February. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
With us in the studio, we have Andy Gotts, a celebrity photographer best known for his collection of 300 black and white portraits of celebrities and figures in the public eye. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon.
When you photograph individual subjects, how much time do you spend researching and getting to know them first?
I always research before I go to a shoot, as most of my subjects are famous and their faces are known extremely well. The last thing I want to do is to mimic any existing shot of them. For example, before I shot Morgan Freeman, I spent a few days looking at how he has been captured by the camera before. In most of the shots, he looked very classical, so I wanted to stay away from that in my shot.
Do you talk to your subjects about the expressions they will be making? Or do you capture the spontaneous expressions from your conversation with them?
I rarely direct the subject, I just let it flow. If I'm looking for something quirky, I just engage in a conversation with the talent and direct the chat to a light-hearted or silly subject and snap away during the chat.
You often shoot celebrities in hotel rooms. Do you mostly work with natural light?
I normally use the talent's own home or a hotel room. I hate using a studio, so I make my shots look like a studio shot, but in a friendlier environment.
Whose photo shoot was the most memorable?
Paul Newman. I shot Paul in his Fifth Avenue apartment in New York. I had noticed that he always looks very serious in shorts, and I had heard he does not like to be photographed. But I was so pleasantly surprised when the shoot started, as he was the complete opposite. In fact, it was hard to get a straight shot of him, as he was constantly wandering around. He was hilarious, but I still managed to capture my iconic shot. I was delighted. Paul was a very generous and genuinely lovely man, and he is greatly missed.
Do you make any requests of your subjects in terms of preparation for a photo shoot?
I tell them not to wear fussy or loud clothes. I tell them it will only be me and them in the shorts, so people will have to wait in a different room or outside. I tell them I need 10 minutes in front of the camera, but will need a little time to chat before the shoot.
Are there any photographers or artists who have inspired your work?
I don't look at photographers for inspiration. I look at artists or film directors. I look at old movies by Hitchcock, Fritz Lang, David Lean, or painters like Caravaggio or Rembrandt.
Could you talk a little about your upcoming project?
It is a project I'm shooting for British Academy of Film and Television Arts. I'm photographing every actor who has won the prize of the Academy. It is a very challenging project, as the actors are scattered all over the world. Some are retired and some are very old and not in the best health. But I am 3/4 of the way finished now, and it should be completed by February. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.